This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1413. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded June 16th, Radio Simban Australia back on to stay. Clandestines for Ethiopia and Kurdistan. More on Merida, Yucatan. Spooky tests from Oklahoma. PQ tries to suppress English broadcasting in Quebec. More VOA to Zimbabwe. More Cuban music tests, and the propagation outlook. Many thanks to Alfredo Cotroneo of Nexus IBA, headquartered in Milan, Italy, who has invited World of Radio onto the schedule of International Public Access Radio via IRRS 150 kilowatt transmitter. I hope this will bring World of Radio to many new listeners in Europe and beyond. The schedule is Fridays at 19:30 UT on 7290. That's 20:30 British Summer Time and 21:30 Central European Summer Time. Let us know how reception is for you in the European area. John Wright of the Australian Radio DX Club updates us on that new 120-meter band station in New South Wales with a Greek format Radio Symban, S-Y-M-B-A-N. It was heard testing for 2 or 3 days in May on 2368.5 kilohertz, but not since then, but it's now returned to the air. He says, if you thought you heard something between May 20th and June 11th, you must be hearing things because they just returned to the air on the 11th at 0500 UT. And now they plan to remain on the air indefinitely, 24 hours a day, with 1,000 watts, omnidirectional. The location is Peats, P-E-A-T-S, Ridge, near Gosford, New South Wales. Reception reports may be sent to their email address and put reception report in the subject field. It's S-Y-M-B-A-N at radiosimban.com.au. And they welcome recordings in MP3 format attached. If you can't use email, John Wright himself offers to hand-deliver reception reports to them once a number have accumulated, but you must include 2 IRCs or $2. His address is John Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, reception reports, 29 Milford Road, M-I-L-F-O-R-D, Peakhurst, P-E-A-K-H-U-R-S-T, N-S-W, 2210, Australia. Last week we had a report that 5-minute Spanish broadcasts from Radio Austria International had disappeared from shortwave. However, a number of monitors checked that out, and they've since been found again, although the scheduling may have shifted, causing some confusion. Same goes for English, which is still appearing, although maybe not exactly when you expect it. But here's something still a bit ominous, perhaps losing something in translation. Kai Ludwig forwards something pointed out by Herbert Meischner, which appeared in Der Standard, which is an Austrian publication. ORF will check medium wave and shortwave services. Question is, what does check mean? ORF expects a loss of 10 mega euro this year. A strategy for the period until 2015 stipulates checking the services on medium wave and shortwave. Other possible cost-saving measures include cancellation of 250 job positions by 2010 and getting rid of some engineering departments as well as the symphony orchestra. The last possibility is the saddest of all, I think, and of all places, Vienna, the home of great music. Another Friday, June 13th, and Voice of Biafra International remained on its previously scheduled frequency, 17650, WHRI at 20 to 21 UT, rather than the frequency they were expected to move to, 15280. Jose Miguel Romero forwards a story from El Mercurio in Chile that digital radio is coming to Bolivia. That country, it seems, is deciding whether to go with DRM or IBOC. Meanwhile, there is a company in Chile which has a license to make digital transmitters. Continental Lensa in Recoleta. Here we go again, and the Senate of Media Network points out, from Radio Netherlands News, June 16th, rebels in Chad are continuing their march towards the capital, N'Djamena, following heavy fighting around the city of Gozbeda, 75 km from the Sudanese border. The rebels who want to overthrow President Idriss Deby are threatening to occupy the capital within a few days. Yes, same thing happened a few months ago, and they did temporarily occupy the capital and temporarily take over Radio Nationale Chadienne. So that's a frequency to keep an ear on the next few days, 4905 in the evening, as he points out. However, they also use 7120 in the mornings and the daytime. Noel Green in England says that he and Jari Savolainen have heard it at 0640 past 0700. June 11th on 7120, at least believed to be Chad, but not absolutely certain. Then Brian Clark in New Zealand replies, I got a definite ID for Chad at 0507 UT on 7120, June 11th. Signal was good and clear, but pretty well gone by 0555. It's not often that a new frequency activates in the 13-meter band here at the trough of the sunspot cycle. But Jose Miguel Romero in Spain heard something on 21585, June 15th at 1610 to 1620. Not sure of the language, but the ID appears to be Addis Dimts Radio, D-I-M-T-S. And they have a webpage, www.addisdimts.com, which gives the frequency as 21585. They'd previously been scheduled on 17875, but he heard nothing on the old frequency. He says the signal was not good enough to compare it with their internet file. But according to their webpage, this is originating in the Washington, D.C. area, where they also have a broadcast on a local station. But 21585 is presumably from a site in Russia. This is apparently on the air Sundays only at 16 to 17 on 21585. In Amharic, which has just been added to the AUKI listing, saying the site is Samara, Russia. In communication of the British DX Club, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria has some clandestine observations as of mid-May. Voice of the Revolution and Voice of the Communist Party of Iran have changed times. Now heard in Kurdish and Farsi at 1428 to 1527. And the new time of 1557 to 1727, although sometimes extended to 1748. On frequencies which, believe it or not, are stable, 3881 and 4360. Another station, Voice of Kurdistan, is now at 0245 to about 0425, heard on 3920 variable, and 0325 to 0425 or so on 4880 variable. Also presumed to be heard at 1325 to 1425 on 3930 and 4880. Well, I should not say now, since this report is now over 1 month old. And from the same source, about Voice of Kurdistan in Salah al-Din, northern Iraq, heard in English, 27 April, at 16 to 17 UT on 6335. Mainly pop and rock songs in English. Brief news of only 2 minutes at 1615 and something called Kaleidoscope for 3 minutes at 1645. Everything else was music. Following up last week's report about the reactivation of Merida, Yucatan on about 6105, Julian Santiago Diaz de Bonilla in the Federal District, who likes to keep track of all Mexican shortwave developments, phoned the station and found out some more info. The manager of the RASA, R-A-S-A, Merida Group, says 6105 has been back on the air for 2 months with a few lapses, but had not been on the past couple of days due to a transmitter problem. That was as of June 11th. It's the old 250-watt unit. They're trying to get funding for a new transmitter. The plan is to broadcast 24 hours a day, half of that in the Maya language, and the other half relaying the network's flagship from Mexico City, which is on 620. Julian heard it back on the air with a weak signal at 23 UT, June 11th, with local announcements, and he thinks it's a great idea for the Maya language to be heard on shortwave, not only for Yucatan, but for neighboring parts of Central America. We've not been entirely clear what ID, which station is to be heard on 6105, since their relaying one of a group of stations they have in Merida. I asked him about this. Previously, in the previous reactivation, it was 5 years ago, they were relaying 970 kilohertz, which was the same as one of their FM stations, Candela FM. He listened again between midnight 17 and midnight 31 on June 13th, says it was a weak signal. A variety of music in Spanish and commercial advertisements. It seems they were IDing as the FM of Raza Merida on 95.7. If you do hear something in Maya on this frequency, they already have one of their domestic stations dedicated to the Maya language. In fact, it's the one which was originally the AM equivalent of the shortwave outlet, XEMQ, which is in the meantime moved to 810 kilohertz. I tried monitoring this on June 12th. Checked first at 1308 UT, just a mess on the frequency as stations from Asia were still coming in, including Firedrake audible at 1335. Merida is apparently a little bit low in frequency, 6104.9, and by 1350 that was all I was hearing, but it was very weak. Talk seemed to be with Spanish intonation, but I could not be positive of that, although I did hear a bit of the English tune When You Wish Upon a Star. And they were still audible thanks to a relatively low noise level on that date, well after sunrise at 1433 UT. If they are running 24 hours, I checked at 0621 UT June 14th. That's during the half hour. BBC in French via Ascension is on 6105, but I could not even hear a heterodyne from Merida, so doubt it was on the air, or so it was just too weak. Chuck Boland in Florida also monitored. On June 16th at 1330 to 1420, he says it was a steady signal on 6104.79 with some ads on the half hour and music afterwards. ID at 1410 mentioning Onda Corta. In the summer, we rarely hear anything on 9690 in the mornings here, although in the winter, All India Radio's sesquicentenario in English to Southeast Asia sometimes makes it, starting at 1330. So I was quite surprised on June 16th to tune in the frequency and almost immediately hear an ID for the Voice of Nigeria. Yes, that is one of their frequencies, but not one we often hear. They were in their English programming. In fact, it was a High Life music show, which is on every Monday at 1330. The signal suddenly faded in to a much stronger level at 1351 UT, almost as if they'd turned up the power or changed the antenna or something, you never know. But it may have just been a propagational quirk. And since this is seldom heard at all, I'm wondering if it might possibly have been by long path. Continued to be heard past 1400 to 1434, but steadily weakening and not really copyable after the top of the hour, when there was a newscast with some long pauses. We are in the midst of World of Radio number 1413. Check our website for a great deal more info, especially the archive of DX Listening Digest via worldofradio.org. Your comments and contributions always welcome to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. Nice to hear from our old friend Richard Allen, now in Perry, Oklahoma, who says, I noted something the morning of June 16th you might want to check out. Between 13 and 14 UT, there was a test tone on 540 kilohertz, 10 over S9. This was overriding the usual stations occupying the frequency, KWMT in Iowa and KDFT in Texas. Then at 1503 UT, it resumed with a stronger signal, 20 over S9. The test tone stopped and the carrier just dropped another 10 dB. I think it's within 60 miles of my location. Of course, there are no stations listed by the FCC anywhere near here on 540 besides the ones in Iowa and Texas. At 1555 UT, the carrier was open and again blocking KWMT. As soon as I got his message, I tuned in the frequency myself, and indeed there was quite a good carrier on 540 kHz at 1611, which soon came back with a tone test in addition. I kept listening and listening, but there were no announcements, not at the top of the hour 1700, and it suddenly went off at almost 1707 UT. But I recognized what it must be, especially since direction finding put it at 45 degrees northeastward of here, although it could have been southwestward. We had several stories almost a year ago in DX Listening Digest about some rather hush-hush tests being carried out by the Oklahoma State University Multispectral Laboratories in Ponca City. They have a big government contract to test transmitters on various medium wave, FM, shortwave, and even television frequencies. They're not saying what for, but our suspicion is it has something to do with PSYOP transmitters to be deployed in areas of conflict. Anyhow, according to FCC experimental licensing data, one of the frequencies for this authorized was 540 kilohertz. There are three frequencies in each band, however. We have not yet heard them on any of the others, 830, 1680, and FM 92.3, 99.1, and 107.5. In case they're on the air at night, they might be DX targets. The DX Listening Digest issues, where you can read much more about this via worldofradio.org, are 7082, 7084, 7085, and 7134. Look for Oklahoma. By the way, the same organization has also experimental licensing to test from another site at the Flying H Ranch in the country west of Roswell, New Mexico, but the frequencies for those are different. It's all in the DX Listening Digest reports of last year. Oh, the transmitter site in Oklahoma, I should point out, is not exactly Ponca City, but north of there at Chilocco, an Indian school right next to the Kansas border. I also told Kirk Allen about this, no relation. He's in Ponca City, and he quickly tuned in and was still hearing a 1 kilohertz tone on 540 at 1710 UT. I thought they'd gone off the air, but perhaps they had just reduced power at that point. And furthermore, the call sign for all the experimental frequencies in Oklahoma is WE2XFZ, Whiskey Echo 2 X-ray Foxtrot Zulu, which we may never hear announced on the air. And of course, I shall be extremely interested if anyone even further away than Oklahoma manages to hear these. Steve Ratzlaff in Northeast Oregon reports to IRCA hearing a non-directional beacon in Papua New Guinea. The call sign is KUT, not to be confused with Austin, Texas, on 1737 kilohertz. This was at 1141 UT on June 6th. Apparently he's heard it a number of times, also the next day between 1111 and 1200, with a good level. He says KUT is an offshore beacon on an oil platform. It identifies by Morse code over and over, apparently only on upper sideband, with a very narrow audio filter. The exact frequency is 1737.373 kilohertz. Zaharias Liangas in Greece sends a story from the Montreal Gazette of June 10th, headlined, "Too Many English Stations? Some Quebec Politicians Want Control Over Radio and TV Broadcasting." It's by Don McPherson. Does Quebec have too many radio and TV stations? And if so, which ones should be taken off the air? Those are some of the questions raised by a growing support among political parties for provincial control over the licensing of broadcasters. In February, the Liberal Party's Policy Commission proposed that Quebec be given a veto over decisions of the Canadian Radio, TV, and Telecommunications Commission affecting granting or renewal of radio licenses in the province. The proposal was submitted to the Liberal Policy Convention, but not considered. It's to be reconsidered at a meeting in September. While the CRTC is an independent authority, the proposal calls for the Quebec government to appoint one-third of the CRTC commissioners who grant or renew licenses for stations in the Quebec territory. These representatives would have a veto right for all decisions exclusively pertaining to Quebec. So the Quebec government could, for example, prevent new English-language radio stations from starting up or force existing ones to shut down when their licenses come up for renewal, or it could require English language music stations to play the same proportion of songs in French as their French language competitors. The Parti Québécois would go further, giving the province control over the licensing of TV as well as radio stations while it is still part of Canada. In fact, the PQ platform, which suspended the party's commitment to hold another sovereignty referendum, calls for Ottawa to hand over to the province all powers and budgets over communications, culture, and language. So the Quebec government would have control over not only the licensing of English language stations, but also funds allocated by the CBC for its English language network in the province. The Blocs bill would do away with existing explicit protection for English language broadcasting, saying that in Quebec, the system should reflect the distinct character of Quebec society, its values, history, culture, and language. The Sri Lankan government continues to try to prevent the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam from being heard. Via media network, a report in The Nation via the Sri Lanka Army website says that the Voice of Tigers, which started transmissions on 1 June from Serbia, ceased on 9 June. The government of Serbia terminated the license granted to transmit to Europe, North Africa, and the Middle East via satellite when the authorities found out that VOT was the official organ of a banned terrorist outfit. It had previously been on the U.S.-based Intelsat 12 for radio and TV, but Intelsat terminated that when it was pointed out they were listed as a terrorist organization. Did you know that World Harvest Radio broadcasts in Arabic? Trouble with the program schedules on the World Harvest Radio website is that they don't specify the language. A lot of the program titles are in English, but if you listen, they're actually in some other language. Well, it turns out that there's a service called Bible Pathway, which, if you go to its own website, you find is definitely in Arabic for only 5 minutes, Monday through Friday at 1830 UT on 17690. On the Bible Pathway website, they're all confused about time conversions, however, especially when daylight shifting is involved. At the bottom of their page, they admit that they are trying to save country after country from being taken over by Islam. Well, I say they're all Abrahamic monotheists, so why can't they get along? On the WTFDA list, Fred Lawn in Temple Hills, Maryland, reports hearing another experimental station within the broadcast bands, in this case on FM. At 1700 UT, June 10th, on his car radio in Clinton, Maryland, I noticed a dead carrier on 93.5. On the hour, there was a Morse ID as WD2XAB. This turns out to be an experimental station in Columbia, Maryland, used to test second adjacent interference levels of IBOC to Baltimore's WPOC on 93.1. He says, I hadn't heard it before, but the tests have apparently been going since the past February. It seems there are two Catholic stations on the odd frequency of 4005, and they may even be on the air at the same time. Radio Virgen de Remedios in Bolivia had been reported there frequently into the local evening hours. We believed that was after Vatican Radio had closed down. However, just coming to light from early May, a report from Dave Kenny in the British DX Club that Vatican Radio had extended broadcasts on 4005. Until 22:30 in German, until 23 in English, and 23:30 in Italian. They're listed only for medium wave 1611 in DRM, but they're really also on 4005 in AM. That's a 10 kilowatt transmitter inside the Vatican itself, not the extraterritorial site at Santa Maria di Galleria. So if they're on AM, they may actually have some listeners. But beware of which station you're really hearing on 4005. A press release from Voice of America dated June 16th says they've extended coverage of Zimbabwe's presidential runoff election. Responding to the deepening crisis, Studio 7 has doubled radio broadcasts in English, Shona, and Ndebele, enhanced internet offerings, and increased subscribers to its daily email news bulletins. Studio 7 airs 19 hours of radio broadcasts weekly, including now a repeat of its Sesqui Hour evening broadcast. Do they ever give any details in this press release? Of course not, forcing us to research the details elsewhere. This may have started as early as June 1st. Now, the original broadcast has been at 1700 to 1830 UT on weekdays in equal thirds, Shona, English, and Ndebele, in that order, with English at 1730. But on weekends, it's only 1 hour, again, each language occupying one-third of that, or 20 minutes, which makes for a confusing schedule, but you can figure it out. Now, the additional transmission are on weekdays at 1830 until 2000. The shortwave frequencies for all of these are 13755 and 15775. The transmitter sites, 15775 is São Tomé at all times, but the other one jumps around. 13755 is from Madagascar, daily during the first hour, 17 to 18. Then from 18 to 1830, it's Sri Lanka. While on weekdays, from 1830 to 20, it's Botswana. While on Saturday and Sundays, from 1830 to 19, it's from Sri Lanka. Is that clear? Furthermore, the first original sesquihour is also on medium wave 909 and 4930 from Botswana. The English times, just to make this clear, are Monday through Friday for half an hour at 1730 and 1900. Saturday and Sundays for a third of an hour at 1720 and 1820. Note that around a previous Zimbabwe election, Studio 7 was heard on the hour much later than 2000 UT, apparently on an ad hoc basis. As mentioned last week, the mysterious never-identifying Cuban music tests on 17660 or 15460 were last heard on June 7th. Yet, the Cuban jamming was still running just in case, heard June 12th at 1832 on 15460. They've also been running heavy jamming on 6100, for example, at 0621, when there's nothing there to jam. 6100 has been used by Radio Republica in the evenings for only 2 hours, and as we mentioned, it's also been an early morning frequency, madrugada, for similar Cuban music tests, which have been identified on the hour as WHRI. Not sure of the exact time, since we've only found them by chance, but 6100 has been heard from before 0900 by Chuck Boland in Florida, with Cuban music, that is, and Harry Helms in Texas was also hearing it as late as 1220 or 1250 UT. Then on June 12th, 13th, and 14th, I was hearing yet another frequency, this one obviously from WHRI, carrying the Cuban music test, 7365, which signed off at 1500. And that, too, has continued to be jammed even when there's nothing on it. 7365, already familiar to the Dentro-Cuban jamming command, since at other hours it's used by Radio Marti. The propagation outlook from FK Yanda in Prague, issued June 13th. Geomagnetic activity, quiet, June 13th to 16th, 21st to 23rd, 29th, 30th, July 1st to 3rd, and 7th to 10th. Active to disturbed on June 25th to 27th, July 5th and 6th, otherwise unsettled to active. Remember our new broadcast via Nexus IBA, IPAR, IRRS, Fridays at 1930 UT from Europe on 7290. And that's World of Radio number 1413. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.